Laying on Elise's sister's floor last night, I dreamt that I was in Paris. It's funny how my brain works when I dream these things, because in my dream, every time I left the apartment to walk around on the street or to head to the Eiffel Tower, I spoke French. And I spoke quite good French, although I couldn't seem to conjugate any of my verbs in the past tense. But every hour or so, I'd wake up and realize that we were in Jenny's studio apartment in Washington, D.C., which is nothing like Paris at all. Oh, maybe a little. But so now I'm in Washington, D.C. Jenny and Elise and Rob decide they wanted to see a Harry Potter movie, but it seemed like such a waste to me. Washington, D.C. on July 4th, and then the rain, which I think is a little bit romantic. So while they plan their trip to the movie theater, I plan my trip wandering around the city. I've only done it in two cities now, both times with Robbie, so I feel a little displaced doing it by myself, not knowing that you have to swipe your card to exit the subway. I think I was almost arrested. But here I am, 3 hours of my own, on my own, in this strange city that operates in ways that I'm not used to. Swiping your card to get out of the subway, numbers counting down to tell you how long you have to cross the street. It's peculiar, and I'm wet, but I don't mind. I don't have anything with me but my cell phone, my wallet, and my day pass, and I've got 3 hours to learn my way around City number 4 for Peter. I'll update you later.